Welcome back. Tyler Dreiling, Corey Dean, Grant Flanders with you. Really looking forward to the Super Bowl this weekend, but as always, with me being a Chiefs fan, I'm looking forward to it for reasons other than the actual game itself. The game will be fun, but it's the party that's the best, and it's the commercials, and it's the halftime show. Yeah, that's not the case for Corey as a Broncos fan. He had a pretty fun Super Bowl last year, I would imagine.
Last year was a good year all around.
Yeah.
It's good. Yeah. Royals World Series. Broncos title.
Well, let's do the commercials first, and then we'll get to my Super Bowl watch party do's and don'ts. You went into break asking me what my favorite Super Bowl commercial was of all time. And first of all, there's two different ways to look at it, because you can't compare apples and oranges with the funny commercials.
You mean like the Apple 1984 Macintosh ad?
Yeah, right. Okay. Well, the funny commercials and the ones that are great commercials, but they're serious.
Like the Budweiser Clydesdale.
The Clydesdales.
After 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That. God Made a Farmer. I thought was really, really awesome.
Sure.
You know, and those are just totally different things. But if we're talking about funny Super Bowl commercials, and there's so many of them, but the one that came to mind first was this one from, I believe, 2007.
What's that?
That's a swear jar. Every time someone swears, you put a quarter in it.
Who gets the money?
I don't know. We'll use it to buy something for the office, like a case of Bud Light or something.
F***ing awesome. F*** you, Bob.
F*** you, Jim.
Eric, I have a bag on line 3 for you.
Can I borrow your pen? Can I borrow your f***ing pen?
All right, you get the idea.
I do get the idea. They're trying to expedite the beer purchase process.
Yes.
Funny. I get it.
And this goes on for like another 30 seconds. But there's this guy in a conference room that's just going on a tirade. And anyway, I thought that was, it's a very low bar of humor, but it's pretty funny. I like that.
There have been many examples of the Super Bowl not setting the bar super high in the humor department. So best all-time Super Bowl ad for me is the Jordan versus Bird Big Mac showdown commercial, where they're calling their shots off the scoreboard over the bridge, all that stuff. Love that. Love it. And it's partially due to my age, obviously. But the one recent one I did, like, I'm obviously Star Wars nerd. So it's the Volkswagen commercial where the little kid's dressed up like Darth Vader and he's trying to use the Force, and his dad clicks the remote to chirp the alarm, and he thinks that he actually either chirped the alarm or started the car, right? The car starts with the remote start.
Yeah.
And that's a fantastic commercial.
Yeah, that one is kind of both. That is humor and also like a tugging at the heartstrings kind of thing.
And I was also in high school when the Pepsi Cindy Crawford commercial came out, and I liked that one, but for different reasons. That was a good commercial.
Grant? I seem to only really remember the ones that actually tug at the heartstrings, just because there's so many funny ones out there. They all seem to mash up for me.
Like the Old Spice, does your man smell like this? Like that kind of heartstrings.
those are always good, no doubt. But yeah, I love the ones with the puppies, the Budweiser ones with the puppies, and that, I do remember that. That Darth Vader one, too. That one's pretty funny, too.
Every single year during Super Bowl week, I'll go onto YouTube and find, like, a video that's the top 50 Super Bowl commercials of all time, and I'll watch it. And it's just 10 minutes of
the
me
Coke
laughing.
And Pepsi wars were interesting for all. It's the one where the one guy takes the other brand's can, and, like, all the cans fall out of the cooler. Like, that was funny. Mm-hmm. And I remember, again, hashtag old, I got it. but like Bud Bowl and all of that stuff, I mean, that was, it's not a big deal for Super Bowl.
Yeah, sure. Well, I'm looking forward to the commercials this year, although you can see like half of them
already. They're all up now on YouTube.
They upload them to the internet ahead of time, which I understand wanting to get as many eyeballs on a $3 million commercial as possible.
Sure.
But
it takes a little bit of the drama out of it.
It does.
Doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. It does. Because when they go to that first commercial after like the opening kickoff of the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I am watching,
and if you're
100%.
If you're the network carrying the Super Bowl, you don't want them to put the ads up on YouTube ahead of time, because if the game starts to stink, people will be like, whatever, we'll just watch the ads later on YouTube. You're like, no, please watch the game.
Exactly.
Watch the game.
All right, Super Bowl party do's and don'ts. Okay. I've been to quite a few Super Bowl parties over the years, although not until the last few could I actually enjoy, you know, a beer
a
or something like that. So I've still got, my best days are still ahead of me in that regard, I would say. But here are a couple of my Super Bowl watch party do's. Number one, bring $20 with you. because at least at some of the ones that I've been at, they've done those that really cool squares game where you put in like a dollar a square or something like that, and you have the score that goes across, and then there's a payout after the first quarter, second quarter, and stuff like that. I think it's just it's good to have a little bit of betting money because there's a pretty good chance that at some point, whether you're playing a game like that or not, someone's going to say, I got $5 that says blank.
Right. So, well, first of all, gambling is illegal, but B, I also love to do that at Super Bowl parties.
I think that's pretty important. I don't want to show up to a Super Bowl party with a with an empty wallet, especially if it's if it's BYOB and I don't have any left and, I need one from somebody.
Come to my Super Bowl party, you will leave with an empty wallet, though, so
yes.
Mark it down.
Okay, that sounds good. All right, number two, watch the halftime show no matter what you think of Lady Gaga.
Agreed.
I know there's a lot of people out there, probably a lot of people listening to the show that do not think much of Lady Gaga, and she is kind of a nutcase. Mm-hmm. I get that. But there's a pretty good chance that
something will happen that everyone will be talking about.
Right. You do not want to be left out in the cold when, you know, you're talking or you're at the water cooler on Monday and talking about the halftime show.
And when it's Tony Bennett, don't say I didn't tell you.
But yeah, there, the Super Bowl halftime, especially since Janet Jackson has always delivered.
Well, they slowed it down a little bit. You know, there wasn't going to be too much controversy in the Tom Petty or Bruce Springsteen performances, but they kind of started to ramp that back up here recently.
I think that even if you don't like her music or you don't like her personality,
that'd
make sure that you watch the halftime show. Don't turn it off. All right, a couple of my don'ts. Number one is very easy. Don't talk during the commercials.
Correct. That makes me crazy.
The Super Bowl is meant to be talked during the game itself, especially if you're not watching with dedicated fans of either the Patriots or the Falcons.
Affirmative.
You can talk while Tom Brady's doing his thing. No one cares.
Right.
But when the commercials come on, be quiet. And don't shush the shush guy, right?
Right.
That's really important.
Because that will end up with a fight somewhere in the driveway.
Exactly. All right. But this is the most important one, and then I'll open it up to the floor to add some of your own do's and don'ts. This is important. Do not bring a vegetarian or vegan food option to a Super Bowl party.
Unless you're going
to
eat it all yourself.
All right? Well, yeah, unless that. But here's the thing, and I'm including gluten-free in this too. My mom is gluten-free. My sister is gluten-free.
Yeah.
Sucks for them. I get that. But we are not taking up space on that table with kale chips.
Right.
It's not happening.
Right.
Sometimes life isn't fair, and you can't eat the food that's at Super Bowl parties.
Yeah.
Tough.
Do be prepared to be judged on what beer you bring to my party.
On what beer?
I will absolutely 100% judge you.
Okay.
So be prepared for that. I like to theme. Right? So as far as the beverages go, so you try to find some stuff that matches up with either the team or the region or whatever. So that's my kind of bit. Do pick allegiances for one team or the other. I want people cheering for the teams, even if you don't have a team. So claim one
go
and
Falcons.
Cheer for or against them. Don't be afraid to switch that allegiance at any point during during the game, just to keep it fun. It's more fun.
Well, and that can happen when if you're playing that squares game, if you need a team to score. So that you have your square,
I just hope I'm hopeful for a good game. That's really all I'm hoping for, a good game. I also have like kids now, so it's a whole different thing. So do separate the children and the adults, please. that's also high on the list.
I know that it was great for you because you won the game, but last year's game, man, that was just not great football. I mean, like it was really great defense from both teams, but. I'm looking forward
Wasn't pretty. There should be a whole lot more points scored.
Yeah.
I would be surprised if this game isn't like a 38-35 kind of matchup. Like I expect that to happen.
As someone who lives in Big 12 country, I'm not interested in seeing an SEC game in the Super Bowl.
Sure.
I want a Oklahoma-Texas Tech 70-63
game. I want the game in question with 7 minutes left in the game.
Absolutely.
And if that happens, I'm golden.
That was the one thing that I could give to the Patriots with the Patriots and Seahawks Super Bowl. Right. I hated that the Patriots won, but thank you for making me have to watch every single play of that game.
And if it starts to get way out of hand, by the way, for the Falcons, everyone needs to start texting Brady to make sure he's okay.
Yes, that's it.
That's a do. Do text Brady and make sure.
Actually, I'm going to share this right now. I pitched this to John yesterday, and he thought it was a great idea. If you're still looking for a team to cheer for in this game, okay, if you're out there and you're listening, you don't have a team to cheer for yet, keep this in mind. And this also applies to people who don't like the Cover 5 segment. If the Patriots lose, we will have an all-Brady edition of Tweet of the Moment on Tuesday.
Okay. That could get a little loose.
Yes.
I think he's luckily also just to throw his phone through the television.
It could be similar to the Bud Light commercial that I just played.
A lot of profanity.
But it will be great.
A lot of profanity.
So if you did not yet have a team, you are now a Falcons fan.
Okay.
All right.
It's the only time that my wife watches football, by the way, is Super Bowl. That's like the only time.
And again, she's probably watching more for the commercials than Lady Gaga.
She's
right?
excited for the commercials and the fact that there will be people. She likes the social element of it. The football game, whatever.
All right, that's our Super Bowl watch party do's and don'ts. You are welcome.
Do wear a John Elway jersey to the party. This guy.
Do wear a Drew Bledsoe jersey.
That would be cool,
party.
Actually. I can get with that. Yeah. That'd be fun.
Or if you have a Patriots...
Steve Grogan.
If you have a Patriots Michael Bishop jersey, please wear that.
Wow, that's got to be high on the John Kurtz wish list.
It is. He found someone on Twitter that had one, and he offered to pay to buy it from him, but it didn't work out. We're going to head to our final break in this hour. Stick with us. We got a lot of good stuff coming your way in the second hour as well. You're listening to News Radio, KMAN.